Happy Friday again, ladies and gents. I still can't believe that this is the 9th episode of Inside Mara's Book, and I am just one away from having 10 episodes. So it may not seem like a really huge thing or big deal, but to me, it's definitely a step forward with this podcast, and just knowing that I'm close to having 10 full episodes, that just makes me really proud and just blessed. And for those of you who are listening, just chiming in, or have been listening every single episode, thank you. Just a huge, huge thank you. I really appreciate it. It's gloomy today. It's raining. It's a little bit cold. And, you know, to think it was 2 days ago, I was looking at the weather forecast for the longer weekend, and I saw nothing but sunshine and in the late 70s, 80s, and just perfect, perfect. Well, Ohio has its moments, so it's definitely upsetting, but, you know, you just always have to look at the glass half full. So leading on to what I want to talk about today and talk to you guys about, people always want to know how I stay so happy and positive and bubbly and friendly. Those are just some of the words that a lot of my friends and family have described me as. And, you know, I am just super, super thankful, for the kind words that I receive from everybody. And, you know, that just really keeps my heart full. And, you know, this may sound cliche and oversaid, but they say that the ones who have been hurt the most, or the ones who have been through quite a bit the most, are the ones who are the nicest and the most bubbly and friendly. And while that isn't the case for everybody, I've been always told that, you know, that's 100% the truth. And that is something that really resonates with me. And they're like, you know, Mara, you've been through a lot, you cope with quite a bit, and you still manage to be happy and smiling and looking forward and looking at the positives in life. And it's not easy. It's really not easy, but you know, when you've experienced so much, especially growing up, you just learn to be stronger, and you learn how to cope with different things, whether it's, in my case, the loss of a parent, or, you know, the loss of really, really close family members, a friend, you know, an ex, a job, anything really. You know, there's just so much that everybody can go through. So the best thing that you really can do is, you know, while it's okay to, you know, grieve and, you know, be sad about it, the best thing that you can do is to continue looking forward and looking at the glass half full. And people always want to know, you know, what's the secret to that? Well, there really isn't a special type of potion or mathematical formula or really set in stone advice for this. It really just depends on you, yourself, and how you decide to cope with things. For me, how I cope with pain, especially with the loss of my mother. So for those of you who don't know, and I'm going to get into this in the next episode or an episode going forward. I lost my mother when I had just turned 11 years old. My brother was only 6, and she was tragically killed in a car accident. And she was only 37 years old, and she was just a very vibrant, positive, stubborn, but positive woman. And, you know, her smile was absolutely contagious. Like, her personality, it just, you know, it lifted up the whole room. Every single room that she walked into, people just, like, knew who she was, and, you know, people could just feel her warmth and her presence, just because of the characteristics and the personality and so forth that she gave off. So I cope with that every single day, and people, may not know that, or they may not even have a single clue that I cope with that pain every day, but I really do. And every single day I think about, like, you know, I wonder what my mother and I would have done today, or I wonder about, you know, if I were to call my mother, you know, what would have we talked about, or, you know, how would have her day gone? Little things, very little things that just bring her into my mind constantly. So while it's hard to cope with that loss, she always encouraged me to be happy and positive and go for the things that, you know, I want in life, and to keep moving forward and to not let life beat you down, because life will beat you, and you just can't let it. So that's what I refuse to do, is to let life beat me. Because if it tries to, I'm going to beat it right back. So that's just kind of like the attitude that you have to have, no matter how hard the situation may be. It could be, you know, even it couldn't even be as drastic as, you know, losing a parent like that. You know, losing a parent to, you know, a car accident or cancer or just old age, natural causes, anything. It's definitely, you know, no matter how young they are, how old that they are, it's just very, very hard. Some ways harder than others, but I really want to say it's equally as hard, and you just have to continue. It's hard, but you have to continue looking at the glass half full and keep looking toward the positive things in life. And to be honest, this also may sound really cliche or oversaid, but what was I gonna say? I totally forget it. There is always, to every con or to every bad situation, there is always a plus side. And while that's hard for some people to see, like maybe in the moment, there truly is. And for example, like with the loss of my mother, yes, it was very sudden. It was very tragic. It was a situation that could have been avoided, but it just happened, and that's the way it is. So you definitely have to try to come to terms with the situation, as hard as that is. And I know I've been through it. I've been through it many, many times where it's so hard to accept it and come to terms with it. And I'm still working on that. And it's been since 2005. So it doesn't go away. It gets better, though. So you really have to come to terms with that and accept it for what it is. And you always have to try to look at the positive side of everything. You can feel what you're feeling. So know that it's okay to feel what you're feeling in a negative situation, or, you know, if you're going through a hard time, that is okay. It's definitely okay to not be happy and to not be positive all the time, but definitely always try to look toward the brighter things in life and still feel what you need to feel. You know, if you need to cry, if you need to hug your teddy bear, if you need to cuddle with your dog, or go to that favorite place you love going to, or listen to that favorite song, or, you know, see that friend that you haven't seen in so long, whatever it takes. And those things like that for me help ease the pain. And that's just how, like, I manage to stay positive. And I always think of my mom. And I always think of my grandmother and how positive and happy they were, and how they always encouraged me to, you know, be happy and don't let life beat you, and just to love, really just to love with all of your heart. And I've just taken that and I've ran with it ever since. So just know that it's definitely okay to feel what you need to feel. It's okay to grieve, because that is probably one of the healthiest things that you can do, is definitely grieve or mourn or feel what you need to feel. And then you will feel better. Don't bottle it all in. Don't feel like you have to be happy 100% all of the time. That is okay. Feel what you need to feel, and then it will be much, much better to be happier while all of those feelings aren't bottled in. And, you know, whatever mechanisms that work for you, for me, it's seeing friends and family. For me, it's talking it out. It's listening to that favorite song, or going to that favorite place that I love going to. Or the littlest things really do matter in staying positive. So definitely come to terms with it. You definitely have to come to terms with it and accept it for what it is. And, you know, looking back on the death of my mother and a best friend and a part of me, a piece of me, an extension of my heart, I look back on that constantly. And I always think about, you know, what if it were to happen this way? Or, you know, just all of the what ifs. And that's something that you really want to try to avoid, because that will make it harder to come to terms with it. And you'll end up, at least in my case, you'll end up beating yourself up and thinking like, I could have done something to stop it. Or there was no stopping it. You know, it was something that was definitely tragic and sudden, but there was no stopping it. It had just happened. And I've really learned to come to terms with that over the years, and have tried to accept it the best that I can. And I know a lot of people who have been through major, major car crashes, and they are paralyzed for life, or they had to suffer for a number of days in the hospital. And it's like, while they're still here, that's like the number one thing. That is like the key thing, is the fact that they're still here and alive and they're breathing. And that is like, that is awesome. And I wish that for everybody. But it's also harder to see them that way. It may be hard to understand, but it would be, you know, if my mother would have survived, you know, would she be paralyzed from the waist down? And would she have to be hospitalized for a number of days suffering? Or, would she, you know, have to go through tremendous amounts of therapy just to learn to walk again? I don't know. I always try to, you know, get away from that and get away from like what could have been instead of what actually happened. And it's not always a good thing, because then you just get too wrapped up into it. And yeah, you just don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So being positive, it's definitely not easy for me. But you know what? Even if you have a small social group, and especially now with the global pandemic, I'm sure many of you have that small social group that you're not social distancing from. But truly, that's just okay, because I still feel like no matter how big or how small your social group is, it's so important to have that. At least for me, it's important to have that group of people who you can really, really confide in and trust, and you just know that they're going to be there for you no matter what the case is, or no matter where they're at, or no matter if they're across the country. Just knowing that they're there for you, whether it's friends, former coworkers, family, especially family. Family to me, family is everything. And while everybody may not always agree with their family at times, I do know that, you know, my family has gotten into those moments many, many times, but they're still there for you. And, you know, they're just never going away, because you can always choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. And that's also another really cliche thing that's said quite a bit, but it's really the truth. And so just having those people, for me, it's the people. The people in my life are the ones who keep me going and who keep me positive and who keep me excited about things. And even so, the people are just like the number one thing, definitely for me, for sure, and keeping me positive. Also, sticking to what I enjoy doing as much as possible. And while that's hard right now in a pandemic, and with the loss of a job in the journalism field, in case you guys didn't know, that's the field that I've been in for roughly 6 years. The podcast is really, really giving me that out and keeping me close to what I really, really care about. So definitely the people and the things that I'm really passionate about, whether it's journalism, music, taking photographs, everybody who knows me knows I love taking photos. I love taking photos of everything. And, you know, I do it quite often that it may be an annoyance to people, but the people who actually do care and do appreciate who I am, they just absolutely love it, and they can really see the passion that I have for that. So definitely the people, doing things that I'm passionate about, taking photographs, cooking, spending time with my significant other, Eric, and my family and friends, those are the things that keep me going. So that's really how I am able to stay positive. And, you know, other things too, like music or getting into a good book. I love doing calligraphy. I love window shopping. Even if I'm not going to buy anything, I just love getting out and having those experiences and going to different places, even just the littlest place. It could be local and I've never been to it. I love it all. And, you know, for other people, I'm sure many of you could probably relate to it, that it's really just the people in your life. But, you know, I know a lot of people who just really, it's their dog or it's their cat or it's, you know, going for walks with your dog. Or, you know, for my aunt and uncle, for example, my aunt and uncle, Chris and Joe, they currently live in Hawaii. They've lived there since 2006 and they currently have two golden retrievers. One is a boy and the other one is a girl. So they're kind of like brother and sister, Oscar and Riley. So Oscar and Riley, I do know that they are literal golden rays of sunshine, in my aunt and uncle's life. So their dogs just really just keep them going. So for some people, it's their fur babies. And, you know, while I don't have any fur babies, I do know a handful of people who already do have fur babies. So that is cool. So I'm good there. So it's a lot of different things. It really is a lot of different things for a lot of people. I do know a lot of people, I mean, sometimes for me, I like to color. I like to color in my, I think it came from like Barnes and Noble or something, but it's like an adult, really, really, heavily detailed coloring book. And it's a bunch of butterflies because people know that I really love butterflies. And, you know, I sometimes compare myself to a butterfly because while they are very vibrant and, you know, beautiful and they love to fly, they love to, you know, get around quite a bit. They're also very, very fragile. So like one poke and their wings falter. So I really resonate a lot with butterflies. So that's why, Eric's mom got me that book. And I just, little things like that, just, I really, really appreciate. For some people, even for me, like it's food and drinks and cooking. Like if you're drinking that favorite cup of coffee that you enjoy, or, you know, having that glass of your favorite wine, or, you know, making your favorite meal and sharing it with a loved one. Like those are the things. Those are definitely the things that I really, really do appreciate. And so it's different for everybody. Everybody can definitely feel what they're feeling. You're totally allowed to do that. So that's just a key thing to remember, is to feel what you're feeling, but always look at the pros as well. And always keep in mind those things, whatever they may be, or the people, whoever they may be, keep those in mind. That's what will keep you going. That's what keeps me going. People say that, you know, I'm a trooper and I'm strong and I've been through quite a bit. And I really do believe in that, but it's not easy. I just really want to stress that it's not easy. So that's why I am always so, so nice to people. That's why I'm so friendly and bubbly to people. And that's really another reason why I got into journalism, is because of the people. And, you know, I feel like now, because of journalism, I could talk to anybody. And even in the job that I have now, like while it isn't my dream, I talk to tons of people. I talk to people from all over and from very different backgrounds or heritages, and just the diversity is something that I also really appreciate. So that's just really, I keep those positives in mind all the time and I feel better. And, you know, while it may be different for other people, that is okay. So it's definitely important to know that you are allowed to be sad or angry or stressed out. It's totally okay. Those are totally normal feelings and it's healthy to be able to just feel those. But also, like at the same time, once you get those feelings out, whether it's by talking it out or just crying it out. Like, it may just sound really depressing, but it's just better to do that, and then you'll feel better afterward. And just know that you are going to be okay. So yeah, that's really just kind of like what keeps me positive. And just know that it's not easy, but again, I am just super blessed and thankful for everybody and everything that I currently have in life. And you really just have to learn how to appreciate even like the littlest things, because they truly, truly matter. And you just really have to like keep those things in mind. And even if it's just like, you know, a simple phone call to a parent or to a friend just to say, hey, like, I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And for those of you who still send cards, for those of you who still send personal letters, handwritten letters, bless your hearts, because I still get those quite frequently from friends and family members. And let me tell you, it's the best feeling ever. You just know that somebody is taking the time to sit down, write out a letter, or even just a small note in a card. They're taking the time out of their day to do that and send it to you. And just knowing like those little things like that, that's just like, that's everything. That is literally everything. So for the people who still do that, continue to do that. I've done that ever since I was little, and I'm going to continue doing it myself. You know, I think that we get too lost behind the screens nowadays, and we kind of forget the true importance of sitting down and doing that for somebody. That really, really resonates with me. So thank you to those friends and family who actually take the time to send me cards or to send me notes saying, hey, I just wanted to remind you how important you are and that I love you. Like, that is everything. That's everything to me right there. So if you guys have any feedback or additional ideas, or if you have any other things that you want to share with me personally, if you can really resonate with this, maybe there's other like really cool ways to keep your spirits uplifted, please share them with me. That's another thing too. I love reading happy stories. I love reading really happy things and positive things. So send those my way. You can reach me on Instagram and Twitter. You can also reach me on Facebook. If you search me on Facebook, search Mara Jane Morrison. It's MaraHjane, and my last name is Morrison. So MoRrison. Search me on Facebook. It's a picture of myself and my boyfriend. I haven't changed it since February. Probably never going to change it. also my Twitter is by Mara Jane, and it's the same, for Instagram as well. So please feel free to reach out to me or reach out to me, on the Anchor app if you're listening. Shout out to everybody who continues to listen and who shares. And for those of you who are currently, jumping in on this crazy podcast ride, thank you, and please feel free to go back and listen to my other episodes. Other than that, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Friday. I hope it's not raining wherever you're at, because it's raining here. It's gloomy, but keep smiling. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.